I don't know. But not only do I not know, we don't know as humans. I mean, we know that collagen grows differently in response to estrogen versus testosterone. So you get these crisscrosses or these straight lines, and the straight lines allow it to like have more ripples in the skin. It also allows for more fat storage, whereas this is less fat storage, but also sort of a more rigid situation with all these cross-hatched collagen fibers. And in response to having a lot of estrogen in the body, you get these straight lines, and then you get these bumps. It's more likely to get the bumps, whereas if there's not as much estrogen, then you get this firmer texture, but you can still get some cellulite in all bodies. But why? Why one and the other? Like, it makes sense to me that like just be able to fit more fat storage in would be good for a person who's gonna have to take care of a baby with their body, both during pregnancy and breastfeeding. Definitely a real difference. Like, it's definitely there. And like why that was selected for remains a matter of debate.